Welcome to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie. You already know I am Goddess Chrissy Marie. I hope it trends all is well on your side of the globe. And if not, pause this podcast and do something to feel good in your mind, your body, and your soul. Now, before I start, and y'all know I usually don't do this, but I'm going to go ahead and give a disclaimer. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This podcast, look, go ahead, grab your tea. As I have mine, I have my little peppermint tea. Last night, I became a little congested, so I had to get up and doctor on myself. But anyway, get your tea, get your water, whatever you drink, okay? If you have a beer, wine, whatever, do you. But get you something to drink. But anyway, this particular podcast, I'm going in. I'm going to be a little rough around the edges. And everything I say, I'm saying in it in love. Okay, so please take it in love. For real. So, the past couple days, online and offline, I've been having this conversation with people. And it's mainly with content creators and about content creators. I've been hearing the same story of people getting tired of social media, the highs and lows, how some creators feel as if they put their heart and soul in their creation and it's not being watched and viewed. However, you know, some people that's not that fancy create quote unquote silly little dances or games or just gimmicks and they get all of the followers. They were also talking about mental health. Also, you know, when they have millions of followers, you know, one guy I see he posted and stated that in Latin America he's extremely popular and he barely can, you know, be outside because people are always stalking him, following him, taking pictures and just things of that nature. And I just wanted to give my spin on it. The first thing I want to say is this. I think just like with anything, you have to have balance. Let me sip my tea. I think it's extremely important, okay? I think monitoring yourself is extremely important. If you see where you are spending more time online than your quote unquote real life, I think it's extremely important to take inventory of it. And I'll be honest, something I do, I delete the app. Okay? People literally know if you send me certain things, 9 times out of 10 is deleted and I have to re-download it. And for me doing that, it stops me from constantly scrolling and getting on. Second thing I want to talk about, I've seen a lot of people also talking about how social media is changing the way they pay out and they think eventually because of being oversaturated, social media may stop paying content creators and, you know, they may have to get another job. Listen, I feel like when it comes to social media, making money and artists and all that, honestly, this is nothing new, right? Think about it. It's always been that way. The artist, should I create my art and wait to be discovered, or should I create my art and get a job? I would say this. Listen, if what you're doing, if it's not selling, I would never tell an artist not to create their work, because I know in many cases it leads to depression. However, I will tell them, hey, get you a job. Just like if you have a business and your business is not popping off, 9 times out of 10, you might have to work and have your business. That's just what it is. And I know in this day in society, a lot of people are quote unquote anti-capitalism, they're anti the system, and they just want to, you know, lay on the beach and drink juice and, you know, just have a bikini on, have your swim trunks on, and just have a good life. But y'all, like, I think that's a problem with our society. A lot of people view these celebrities and these followers with a lot of followers, and they try to cosplay like they are millionaires and extremely wealthy. And listen, I just gotta tell you, us quote unquote regular degular people, we have to work. It is what it is. And I know there's some people that's like, oh, anti-college, anti-school, oh, it's the system, it's the matrix. But let me tell you, like, this is the system that we're currently in. And if you want money, if your social media is not popping the way you want it to pop, or your music or your art, whatever it is, you might have to get a job. It is what it is, because it's like, do you want money and do you want to be broke and do you want to be hungry? Because listen, that's depressing too. So, I mean, you have to pick what you want. And I notice in this culture, let me take another sip of my tea. I notice a lot of people have this either or mindset, right? Either you pop off or you don't. I also notice in this society, it's this microwave society, right? You know, fast food, everything is fast, 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 fast. I notice that. And that's very dangerous. Sometimes it takes you years to be discovered. It's okay to be quote unquote small. I'll be honest with y'all. Granted, I've closed down my social media several times and started over. I am a creator. I create a little bit on TikTok, a little bit on YouTube, and I have this podcast. This podcast pretty much is really me sharing my stream of consciousness and thoughts. Now, of course, if I can help somebody, that's cool. And I did have a business maybe a year or so ago, but I let that go for now because my mind is focused on other things, such as I'm getting my master's. And it just wasn't as fun as it was. I felt like on that particular timeline, I did and I created what I needed to do. Okay. I think you just have to really find out, you know, what you want in your life. What do you want to do? You get what I'm saying? And I'm about to say this. Look, let's normalize also having a job. Listen, everybody cannot be an entrepreneur. Everybody cannot be a social media content creator where you have 30,000, 100K, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. Listen, everybody cannot be Mr. Beast. And listen, I know he doesn't need my shout out, but shout out to Mr. Beast. He's actually one of the few content creators that I thoroughly enjoy. And I actually watched his entire video. He's nuts. His friends, they're nuts. His followers in the chat, they are nuts. But besides that, okay, getting off the Mr. Beast. Getting off of him. But yeah, I think it's a blur between like reality and this pseudo social media world, influencer. And listen, I'm not against it. I participate to a certain extent. However, I know when to like not get super involved. Okay. The second thing, I've also hearing people talking about they're lonely and they have anxiety. Now, granted, I am not a medical provider. I am not giving medical advice. However, I will say this. It's okay to connect and meet people online. I've did it many times. I've met some amazing people. Some people I love to this day. However, it's also important to, you know, meet people in person. If you are an introvert and you don't like talking to people, it's okay to go to a coffee shop to maybe do homework or sign up for a gardening class. I know that's random. I just did that. Or it's okay to maybe go to the grocery store and take your headset off. And I'm actually talking to myself because I'm notorious for going to the store and having my Beats on. It's okay to call your friend. Basically, what I'm saying is get some human interaction. Okay, the internet is okay. It's cool. But also, proactively, have human interactions. And when you are in public, put your phone down.
Put your phone down.
You don't have to capture every single moment. Every moment does not have to be captured. Be present. That's another thing. Get out of your head. And don't let these social media platforms have control over you. I know some people are saying, what is medical? You know, these different issues or whatever. Like I said, I'm not a medical doctor. And I know sometimes these apps are addictive. However, you existed before these apps. And I feel like they should be something that if you do choose to use, you casually use it, but you're out living your life. And I know some people are like, but what should I do? What should I do? Okay, what do you want to do? What are the things you want to do? Write down a list of things that you would like to do and each day start working on it as much as you can. Start creating. And shout out to Joey Tunes, because on his page, he's always talking about the importance of having hobbies and creating and making things with your hands. And I agree with him. And that's something that I'm actually about to start back doing is painting. I started painting a little while ago and I haven't painted in a while, maybe a year or so. I started, but I didn't finish. And I remember doing that. It was fun. And I remember I had like a stream of consciousness, thoughts and creations and downloads or what have you. And I still have some of them in my mind. And I'm going to go forward with it. But yes, I remember recently I said I wanted to start learning the piano. That's something else. Like, again, and it's not about being perfect about it. You're going to look silly. You're going to look foolish. Hell, I'm actually going to rebuy me another bike and some rollerblades. I used to love to rollerblade as a kid. I recently bought some, but they were too big for me, so I had to give them away. I bought a cruiser not too long ago, but the tire is flat. And actually, I want a mountain bike. And I'm just putting this in the universe. My next vehicle will be a Jeep because I want to be able to be outside and just be in the outback, riding with my bike and just really getting out in nature. And that's another thing. Nature is important too. Like, how many times have you just like maybe walked to the park or went to the levee, went downtown and just was really just outside being present? When was the last time you did that? I remember there was a season in my life where I would just randomly park my car downtown and just start walking. I didn't have any destination. You know, I'm just giving you advice and ideas of ways to not allow the social media to make you a prisoner in your own mind. And I was about to say watching TV, but who really watch TV these days? Most people watch streaming platforms. And that's fine, but you don't want to get in that trap either of being a slave to streaming shows. I just think, in my opinion, it's just really truly about having a balanced life. And I'll give you an example. In my opinion, what I do. Okay, so if you've been listening to my podcast, you already know. When I rise in the morning, I do my inner devotion where I pray, I meditate, I speak life over myself. I fill my own cup up. I remind myself how amazing and beautiful and just I'm the prize and the star of my reality, baby. I have to speak life over myself, okay? And then, I start my day. Sometimes I may work out. If I have other projects that I may need to do, you know, check my email, call a couple friends, send out some love, and I get on with my day. And I limit my usage. Like I said, certain apps I delete, like Instagram, baby, I delete that. When I come back, a lot of times I have so many notifications. That's cool. That's another thing. I take off notifications on my social media. I don't want every time somebody like me or mention me, I'm getting these notifications. I just personally don't think it's healthy. And I'll be honest with you. One thing that used to really piss me off is to get a notification in the middle of the night and it wakes me up. Oh my goodness, that used to piss me off. I'm in a deep sleep and I hear them. And it's a social media notification. And in many cases, it's not even a DM. It's something random as hell. So I cut those notifications off. Yeah. So the moral of the story is, first of all, edify yourself, love yourself, take care of yourself. You know, I'm always say that. Also, get out, meet people, meet your friends, call your friends, be present, get off your phone. Number three, if push comes to shove and you have to get a job, don't feel embarrassed. Because I've been reading and seeing a lot of information where even some of the top creators, they have to go back to work. Baby, that's okay. That's what most of us do on this planet. We have to work. All of us are not the Elon Musk, the Kim Kardashians, the Mr. B's, Jay-Z and Beyonce. It's okay to be a regular, degular person. Okay? Nothing is wrong with that. Working smarter and sometimes working hard to make your daily's income, there's nothing wrong with that. And I get it. People complain about being in a capitalistic society and you know, the pay is low. I get it. I understand. But at the end of the day, we still have to do what we have to do to survive and be self-sufficient. So you have to choose what you got to do. And if you are an artist and you feel as if, damn, you want to just create your art and make money off of that, I understand. I get that. Like I said before, that's been happening since the beginning of time. But you might have to get you a little part-time job, or, you know, get you a work at home job. You got to do what you have to do. Because let me tell you something, there's no better feeling than, listen, being able to put gas in your own car, or swipe your own public transportation card, or go to the store, buy your own food, pay your own rent, pay your own light bill, okay, and put food on your table. Because, not being able to do that, like Juvenile once said, when you're broke, you drove, okay? So ain't nobody trying to do that. And it's no shame in it. Don't let anybody shame you, okay? So on that note, I hope it helped. Because like I said, I've been seeing these same type of videos over and over again. And I just really feel like there's about to be like a shift and a change in the way we consume social media and the way we just interact online. So don't feel bad about yourself. Understand nobody can judge you. And if you have to delete, do what you have to do. So on that note, you know, I really truly appreciate you. Thank you for supporting me on my journey. And you know, I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.